This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's still not clear what will happen with 1.3 million people who lost their unemployment benefits about 2 weeks ago. The battle continues on Capitol Hill, and if Congress doesn't approve an extension, that number could grow to 5 million people by the end of this year. Our coverage of this is ongoing, and today Marketplace's David Weinberg brings us the story of Michelle Noriega.
It's close to midnight on a Tuesday at the other door, a bar in North Hollywood. And this is the moment Michelle Noriega has been waiting for. Her name has just been pulled out of a bucket.
Michelle Noriega, are you here?
Hi.
Tuesday is open mic night for aspiring stand-up comedians. Michelle opens with a joke about getting older. She's about to turn 39. And then moves on to a bit about sharing her last name with the former Panamanian dictator. No relation. Stand-up is new to Noriega.
It's kind of a new passion of mine, and it's really helped me cope with not having a job.
Noriega's last job was a project manager at a nonprofit that promotes green building innovations. She was laid off at the end of 2012, and since then, she's received $450 a week in unemployment benefits. Not enough to cover her living expenses, but enough to allow her to apply only for jobs in her field. And she came close to landing a few, including one that would have paid six figures.
A job like that is really, it's everything I want out of my next step career-wise. But if I don't have it, you know, that's just my reality.
Now that her benefits are gone, she's expanded her job search to places like Starbucks.
I'm not above that. You know, I mean, I would be very grateful, actually, at this point to have a job like that, especially if, you know, I don't have unemployment benefits.
Before Noriega graduated from college, she promised herself that she would never move back in with her parents, no matter how broke she was.
I also promised that I would not pull money from my pension plan, but I've gone through all the other financial resources I have.
She pulled money from her pension. She's waiting to hear back from three potential jobs, one good one, one entry-level office job, and one with Starbucks. If she doesn't have an offer by the end of this month, she'll move back to Texas to live with her parents. Labor economist Heidi Schultz says that Noriega and the other 1 million-plus who lost their benefits represent a cross-section of the labor market.
There's not something strange or uniquely unemployable or uniquely inflexible about today's long-term unemployed.
What is unique about this extension cutoff is the timing.
It has never been even close to this bad when extensions were allowed to expire in any prior recessions.
Right now, 2.6% of the labor force has been unemployed for longer than 6 months.
That is twice as high as it was any time Congress ever allowed the extensions to expire following prior recessions.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.